Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Now, at the age of only 19, our next guest, Jodie Kenny from Galway, lost her superhero when her mum, Karen, lost her life to breast cancer. That was in April 2021. Since Karen's passing, Jodie's been pounding the pavements and is going to walk an incredible 100 kilometres over the month of June for a brilliant cause. And she's in to tell us all about it. Jodie, good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to meet you. Lovely to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Delighted.
Thanks for brightening the place up with your bright pink t-shirt. Is that for the event?
This is, yeah, this is this year's t-shirt and it's fab. There's a lot of new details on it. It's very modern. I love it. Mm. It's fab.
So 100K in 30 days. That's a very doable challenge for people, I would say.
Absolutely. That's the thing that's so good about it is it's not like a marathon. You don't have to be super fit. You don't have to be an athlete of any sort. Mm. You can really take it at your own pace. Whereas if you want to do it in a week, off with you, go ahead. But people can take it 3 kilometres a day, I think, and it ends up being 3.5, something like that.
Looking at the numbers, last year, 38,000 people have taken part. That is phenomenal. To get that level of uptake, it's just incredible.
Absolutely. And this is only its third year going. I think already it's raised 3 million just over the first 2 years. So we're hoping this year will be even bigger and hopefully.
And this is all for Breast Cancer Ireland. That's the chosen charity.
Yeah, Breast Cancer Ireland.
Yeah. Now, you were inspired by your mum, Karen, who sadly you lost last year in April.
Yeah.
How's the last year been?
It's been tough. It's been tricky. Graduating from school and starting college without her. It's definitely a loss. And you hear everyone, oh, I'm ringing mom, I'm going home for the weekend. And you miss that aspect of it, you know, but like we lost her at the end of April last year, but myself, my brother, aunties, uncles, we kind of turned to the 100K as a way to like, it was just something that could connect us to mom and kind of we know, like it was such a heartbreaking loss, but she was such a positive person and we knew that she'd want us to put our energy into something that would benefit others, something beneficial, something positive. So we just thought if we take part in this challenge together, like we knew mom would be with us every step of the way.
And that all happened in the weeks running up to your leaving cert. That must have been a challenge mentally to get yourself focused for that. But maybe was the setup with predicted grades, did that help you?
Absolutely, yeah. I was lucky in that sense that I had the choice of predicted grades because I'd be quite a studious person. I'd hold myself to quite high standards, so the pressure would have been massive. And if I didn't perform as well as I would have liked to, I would have really... That wouldn't have went well with me. So thankfully I had the option of taking predicted grades and I ended up sitting one of my exams and took predicted grades for the rest. And thankfully it worked out in my favour in the end. Not originally. I missed my course by a point. So I went into my second choice course, but then I got upgraded and 5 weeks later I entered in and was playing catch up then.
Okay. What is the course? What are you doing?
It's education and psychology. So it's primary school teaching with psychology down
with
in
psychology,
Mary
okay.
I.
In Mary I.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I am. It's full on. It's busy, but I love it. You meet so many lovely people down there. And Limerick is a nice city because I think you've all the students from UL as well. So it's a really student city. So
yeah. It's a great combination though, the primary school teaching and the psychology then, because, you know, teachers often can find themselves in situations that maybe they're not prepared for. But with your psychology training, you should be able to handle most things.
Absolutely. I think it just gives you that extra boost to kind of be able to apply a bit more knowledge to the situation. It also gives you that option of later on in life, if you do want to go into educational psychology, because you've done the psychology degree, you have access to that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to go down that route.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. I love looking under the old bonnet in our heads and seeing what's happening in there.
Yeah.
You know, these things are a nice occasion. Sometimes when we lose someone close to us, we can focus on the difficulty and the hardship and the pain side of it. But it's also a nice opportunity to remember them, you know, and celebrate them. So what kind of lady was Karen, your mom?
Mom was just a trooper. She was diagnosed in 2014, so I had just turned 12. So really, kind of like, you're so young before that. So most of my memories of mom is when she was sick. However, like, you wouldn't even know she was sick. Like, she was such a positive and uplifting person. And she worked in the school that I went to. She was a special needs assistant in St. Paul's in Uachtaráid. And so she worked with children with special needs. And she loved every second of it. And she was so loved in the school. And she just put everyone else above her own needs, I think. Like, she'd come home from chemo or radiotherapy and she'd just be asking about everyone else and, have you eaten now? And do you need to go to training and what's happening? And she was always worried about everyone else. She never worried about herself. And I always say that, like, people always ask, who got you through? Like, that was such a difficult 6-7 years of you're going through school and you have this terrible thing at home with your mom battling breast cancer. Like, how did you get through it? And the answer is always mom. Like, she was so uplifting that she put us at ease instead of us putting her at ease. She was like, listen, I can do it, nothing to worry about, I got this. she just had it all under control. She was so, she was just amazing. There's no words to describe her. She was just a superhero.
Was it 6 years, 6.5 years then from diagnosis until you lost her last year?
6.5 years, yeah. So she fought it.
Incredible fight.
Like, I think as well, it was very sudden. People say, oh, she was sick for so long, but she really just took a turn and that was it. Like, and we didn't really see it coming as such, because she always just had it under control. Everything was calm. She got this. She was superwoman.
And having seen her go through all the different types of therapies, I presume you can see the real benefit that the money that people raise for research and for all this stuff, that you're, the reason you're doing this, you can see the real applicable end product for this.
Absolutely. I think when you've seen it so firsthand and it's someone you care and you love so much, and like, you could just do anything to take it away from them and wish you could put yourself in her shoes so she didn't have to go through it. And when you see those days, like, there's always good days and bad days, and those bad days after chemo, like, chemo can be such a harsh treatment. The side effects are really, it's hard to see. And you really, if by doing this fundraising, if that's going to help that, and if other mothers going through that will have a little bit of an easier journey, it just puts it all into perspective, and it's really so worth it.
Absolutely.
So if people are listening, they want to get involved, whether, you know, they've been directly affected by breast cancer or cancer in general, or maybe they just want to do something good after hearing you on the radio today, what do people do? Where can they go, and how do they log on, and what do they need to prepare themselves for?
So they can go online to www.100kin30days.ie and you can register there. Registration costs €25 and it goes directly to Breast Cancer Ireland. So the choice is there. After you register, obviously you get a pack in the mail and you get your t-shirt, wristband, stickers, lots of information and stuff. And the choice is there. If you want to fundraise more, you can. But that €25 for your registration fee also goes towards it. So it's really brilliant. It leaves the option open. But it's super, because it's really achievable. As I said last year, like, we were going through the toughest time of my life. I don't think it's ever going to get worse in that period. And we still got up out of bed every day. Mm. It got us through the day. So it really is achievable for everyone.
And did you walk? Did you run? Or how did you approach it?
I did a bit. I tried to do 50-50. So this year I'm hoping to do more so all of it running, to kind of make it a little bit more of a challenge for myself this year.
Yeah. And it is the kind of thing that you can grab a friend or a family member or whoever and go, let's do this together. It would be a lovely thing to do with somebody and to complete with somebody that you care about. And then at the same time, raise much needed funds for Breast Cancer Ireland.
Absolutely. Because we did it in a team last year. So myself and my brother headed out a lot of the time. My mom's family are all in Clifton, so they all did it together. Sometimes we joined up. Mm. This year, obviously, with me being an ambassador, I've tried to get all my friends, family, the whole community, trying to get them all involved. So
the whole country now.
Hopefully.
Did we hear you're going to climb Croagh-Patrick at the end of it?
Yeah, so that's the plan. We're going to finish on a high. We're going to get as many people as we can from Uachtaráid, mom's friends and family, or whoever wants to join, absolutely anyone, Croagh-Patrick on the 30th of June to end on a high. And also, I was thrilled, the GA Club, our local GA Club, got in touch with me there in the last few days, and they're holding a launch for me on June 1st. So everyone who's taken part is invited to join. Even if they're not taking part, they're invited to come. We're pink. We're all going to start the 100K off together around Carbdale Park. It's like a lovely walk. It's kind of around the forest, around the playground. So everyone's going to do a couple of laps of there, start it off together, and then tea and refreshments and chats and donations afterwards. So
what's the name of the club?
Uachtaráid GAA Club.
Oh, Uachtaráid GAA. Okay, yeah. Brilliant.
Amazing. Jody Kenny, thank you for telling us about that and sharing your story with everybody today. I'd say you've inspired a lot of people into action, and best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Jody, for having me. Thank
Bye.
You.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.